Outside a Back Bay hotel, taxi driver Triz Abbas was having a great night ferrying customers from Logan Airport.
The airport will be busy.
Now it's a lot of jobs at Logan and double loading, you know?
You're bringing people here.
Everywhere.
A quick survey of hotels earlier in the day found that some were completely booked or nearly booked. But this also included no-shows, people who could not make it to Boston because of the nor'easter. So at least earlier in the day, at some hotels, there were rooms if folks needed them.
Is the hotel full?
No.
But if you need to stay, you can stay.
We have availability. Not a lot, but we have.
Said one reservation agent at what is on most occasions a bustling downtown hotel. But the situation changed quite a bit at 8 p.m. after Logan grounded all remaining flights in and out. New Yorker Dave Clegg was among a throng of people in line who needed a place to stay.
We have a vacation home in Chatham. My poor wife fell and broke her wrist. We went to the Cape Cod Hospital. They couldn't treat it. They needed an orthopedic specialist, so we came up to Boston. And she's getting out today, and we can't get home, so we have to come here and stay for a couple nights.
On the other side of the revolving door, snow rained down like bullets, and Boston plows were out in force. Downtown streets were made passable, but Shelley Lannis and her family were worried about driving on the roads outside the city.
We were in Vermont, and we planned on driving in tomorrow to hit our flight for tomorrow night. But when we saw the weather conditions, we thought we better get to Boston before it hits. So we're here now, and we just drove into town and looked up on Expedia and saw the Sheraton listed. And Expedia just said, you know, limited number of rooms.
At another downtown hotel, Armita Wilson and Craig Mulholland were visiting from Los Angeles and wondered aloud if they would need to stay another night because of the storm.
And our flight's around 5:30, so we'll see.
Okay. Are you concerned about backup?
We have no backup, so we are concerned. We're not quite sure what's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay. And what about yourself?
Well, I'm mildly concerned about being delayed, but, you know, I know we'll be out of here if it's not Friday, probably Saturday, so.
Worse things can happen than being stuck in Boston for an extra day, right?
Outside the hotel in the Back Bay, taxi driver Triz Abbas was on his way back to Logan. He figured between the airport and the Bruins game at the Garden, he would pick up as many as 10 or more fares heading to Boston hotels before the storm let up.
The town is empty. Only Logan.
In the Back Bay, I'm Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.